Have you ever given a rim job or had one given to you?
Yes and yes.
Yay!
So you've Simple. Done that.
I made a girl cry by eating her ass.
Why? Did you bite it so hard?
No, no, no. She cried. She came so hard that she cried.
Oh, is that kind of like the end of the movie where of like some great movie where you're just like, this is so beautiful.
It's like an American like Beauty where the guy sees the bag.
She didn't even know what I was doing. She was just like, afterwards she was just like, I have no idea what just happened. And I'm
you
like,
you just
well.
Ate where I yeah. make food come out of so hard yeah. I'm weeping.
Welcome, this is the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, also available on All Things Comedy.
Do we have any five-star reviews this week, or did it say?
You know what? I didn't even look.
Why? Because you've been so preoccupied with your number three
yeah,
rating?
Do
you think
what Tara
Patrick got mad at me because I kept, will you tweet this?
No.
No.
I love her. She's so soft.
She genuinely loves you. You know that,
well,
right?
The feeling is mutual. It's so funny because I was on Rogan's podcast earlier, and He brings her up. He's infatuated with her, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny because she's like, she loves us. She loves coming on the show. And Rick, we do admit this. You got to admit that we do pretty well with girls that maybe other shows don't get along with, or maybe they come in here and they're not the easiest to deal with. They come in there and they purr like kitties. I know Nikki Benz was like that. People are like, last time she was here, nobody got along with her.
What a
friend of show.
Love her. Love her. Yeah, no, those are I've actually had some run-ins with her a few times.
Right?
That she's been here.
Wow. Right? Yes. But they get along with us. I think that's like, because I've seen Tara Patrick with other people cut down, because she's that kind of person who's been famous so long that she knows how to just
that's so crazy,
get in, get
though,
out
because
of stuff.
I guess I just know her through here, but she's very pleasant.
No, I'm not saying she's not pleasant,
Definitely.
But I know that she's been someone who's been
but I get
famous
it.
For so long that she's
business.
Like, yeah, I know how to get out, I'll cut tight fast.
Yeah.
And she's so fun when she comes in, and we're so lucky that she likes coming in and being part of the show, and she brings those super cans.
And she's sincere, too, because I know you guys probably follow her on Twitter. I
follow
do.
Her outside her window. I'm
she
like,
goes
she's
on
webcamming
rants.
Again.
She'll go on legit rants, like 10 tweets long. So she's not going to
I love
her. Pretending at all. She's very, very genuine.
I love her. I asked her like 4 times to tweet it. I'm just like, I just want to see what kind of maximum I can get out of it.
Do it.
I'm
Fuck
so
it.
Excited.
It's good.
It's called Believe in Yourself. You haven't heard about my album yet.
What's
it's available
called?
On iTunes. Believe in Yourself.
And it's available on iTunes.
It's very funny when people listen to it. They're like, the name's kind of weird, but the album's really great. And
it's so funny.
What?
Like, that's why it works.
It's so funny. I don't want to give away it, but when you bottom line, it is such a non sequitur.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Exactly. Like, I wanted to call it Shady Shit, but
right.
I didn't think that iTunes would let me put out Shady Shit.
I was a little nervous because I didn't notice until today that some of the words on the cover, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's allowed.
Can I suggest a couple other possible titles we could
okay,
have?
Let's hear it. Possible new titles for my album.
Call Me the N-Word in Bed.
Didn't make the album.
Okay.
Didn't put it on there.
Fat Baby. That's my favorite.
I'll Fuck Yo Chicken Sandwich.
That didn't make the album either.
Okay.
Which I wish I had.
Absolutely,
I may tell
100%.
That story. You know what?
Put
I'm looking for more stories to tell in my act.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a new
That's
one.
A great one.
Dude,
and by the way, can I be there when you're testing it out the first 4 times?
Yeah.
Because I see that being
bombing
I can't
hard.
Wait.
Bombing
well, yeah,
hard?
Because I don't know how you. I'm sure you'll find it after a few
no,
times.
Sometimes you just can't.
You're in.
Sometimes people can't get past the thought of me rocking my friend's
but
chicken
couldn't
sandwich.
You say, couldn't you frame it like, you know, I've been in some dark places in my life. You know, like
I wouldn't
if I were to tell
it
you guys,
like that. I would frame it
okay,
as.
Okay, how about this? There have been some great moments in my life.
No, I would frame it as this, as. Hey, man, guys like to fuck with each other.
How about this?
Like, right now, do you know they're trying to pass a law in Culver City that outlaws bullying? Like, the notion blows my head that people would want to make this against the law.
Bullying?
Yeah, because what you're dealing... Man, you're trying to put a fucking criminal record on children.
You can't. It's not illegal to just be a dick.
I'm not pro bullying. What I am, though, is I realize that these kids, most of these bullies, are hurt children themselves. So if we're going to outlaw bullying, why don't we outlaw bad parenting, too? And outlaw parents getting divorced or parent, you know?
Hey, listen, I'm for you outlawing those things. Yes.
I just think it's like you can't do that. You can't do that to children.
This is how you
can
do it.
We shouldn't be putting kids in jail. And that's where this goes.
You go, black guys walk like this, and then you do a black guy walk, and you go, and white guys fuck their friend's chicken sandwich.
Love it. Now I'm on board. No. See, the other way I would feel like maybe he's a creep. But
bringing
now
into
now
the conversation.
What? You didn't like that?
Bringing in another expert in comedy. He has his own CD coming out. Please welcome very Twitter verified Matt Walker, everybody. Welcome.
Get over here, you little stinker.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, buddy. Welcome.
Oh, hold on.
That's okay. Take your time. You've heard our stories. You've heard our jokes.
Yes. Are you bullying me for not getting here fast enough?
No, I'm not bullying you at all, buddy. You got a new album out real quick.
Yes.
What's the album?
It's called Hater.
Hater?
Because that's me to a T, I guess.
Are you a hater?
Yes,
totally.
Yes.
Are you a troller?
You follow me on Twitter. You see, all I do is I talk about all the things that annoy me.
Maybe the best hater on Twitter.
Oh, you're a great writer, though. I know
well, thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
I think you're very funny.
It's great.
We should have him do the next Naughty Show roast.
Oh, yes.
Great.
I would love that.
Oh, that would
the
be
The last
great.
Time I did a roast, I made somebody cry.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
And it was...
We're all dead on the inside.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's what I love.
You're fine with that. We would love to come and you just light us the fuck up.
Sweet, I would love to do that. There's nothing I like more than making fun of people. That's really what I like to do.
You like teeing off? So what's your opinion on them outlawing bullying?
I think it's stupid. It's retarded. And I'll tell you why. Because
can
a lot of these people...
Can something be stupid but not retarded? And can something be retarded but not stupid?
Yes.
Okay.
This is both.
This sadly is both. All two.
Go on.
And I'll tell you, because I think a lot of what goes on in life is you need to learn to deal with problems. And now we're trying to coddle children to a point where they can't cope with anything. Like, I grew up as the only white guy in Pico Rivera, California, which is a 95% Mexican community, right? Looking like this.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
You're
I
not
got
Mexican?
I got a little bullying when I was a kid. And you
well,
know what?
There was that one Mexican redhead. In, what was that, Colors? You remember that
yes.
way back in the day? That
yes.
must have been a moment for you. That's
Colors and American Me.
Yeah.
Another ready. You got Canelo Alvarez, the boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Redheaded Mexican. Louis C.K., redheaded Mexican also.
That's
There's,
true.
Quite a few.
He never plays that Mexican side up, though.
He doesn't. Not yet.
No, hasn't he? Well, maybe he. I think he did a long time ago. He used to have some bits about that, like 20 years ago.
I've heard him talk about it, but never in
Yeah. Yeah. But, so I would say that I'm familiar with bullying. I've been bullied, you know, but it's. You fucking learn
but
to deal with it.
But that's why you're funny.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
you,
why
you have to
funny.
Cope. Yeah. If I did not have that upbringing, I wouldn't be doing stand-up today. Like, I'd be an engineer somewhere just being a nerd, which I am also still a nerd, but I wouldn't have another outlet to it. It would be kind of boring.
I blame this all on the fact that men are so tired that they just don't give a shit what their women are doing. They're like, I just got back from work. I'm tired. Give me a beer. Whatever the fuck. We're trying to stop bullying. Whatever. Just, yeah.
Go fuck. Stop bullying. I'm going to watch the fucking game.
You think that women are responsible for...
What? This is 100% a female-driven fucking thing.
Vicky Pezza in the Cobra Den.
Okay.
You know, dude, listen to me. I got bullied. I got beat up. I got shit on. I got
raped.
All this stuff. Did not get raped, thank
oh,
God.
Sorry, I thought we were doing
Did not get raped.
It's 100%.
But I would never go, we gotta stop bullying. What I would do is take my kid, here's karate class, learn to fuck people up, man. Or get all your little bully friends, and when that guy comes at you, they come from the side like Velociraptors and fuck that dude up. I would never try to outlaw bullying.
I don't know,
bullying.
Because, well, I think...
Would you as a guy?
No, no, not outlaw...
Is there anyone down?
The problem with it is, I don't know what kind of bullying they're outlawing, because there is, like, not like this, like when kids will try to ruin other kids' lives online. So that is something that is different. Now, when it comes to, like, if you're going to fucking shove a kid on the, I mean, we all got the shit kicked out of us. We all got treated like shit by our parents. And I agree. I think that is the stuff that makes you who you are. But that being said, like, sometimes you hear shit where you're just like, Jesus Christ, okay, this girl sent a picture of her tits. Let her have a fucking life.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a difference between bullying and making fun of someone. And now they're trying to make it so if you just make fun of someone, they're like, oh, stop bullying me. And it's like, no, I'm just busting balls. It's not bullying.
There really is. They're so fucking sensitive now that it's crazy. And the next generation, I mean, I think every generation says this, but they really are going to be fucking weird.
Yes.
They're going to have really long necks and you can't talk to them.
Well, here's what's going to happen, dude. And I saw it when, again, we're talking about acting class. The last acting classes I took.
Sam fucks other girls in his acting class.
This is about 4 or 5 years ago I took acting classes. Mm-hmm. You would see 21, 22-year-old kids coming into these acting classes, mm-hmm. and they would get criticism, and they never came back over and over and over again.
That's crazy. Yeah. They can't accept anything. That's wild.
No, they're always told – they're always told that they are the best, mm-hmm. even if they haven't done it.
Yeah.
And then they get a trophy for not doing well, and then – everybody takes away the guy who's outshining everybody. They try to make it so he can't outshine anybody.
Yeah. Especially here in L.A., we get that because we get everyone that was like the king and queen of, you know, Podunk, Nebraska, and they move out here. And then there's a million people exactly mm-hmm. like them who are maybe a little better, a little worse, but they're not unique in any way. And they have no idea how to deal with it.
Well, they were very cute in their hometown. They come here and they're just average.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many pissed off hot chicks out here. This is literally the land of the pissed off hot chicks. You go to a fucking Starbucks, there's some chick with a yoga mat just pissed off because I used to joke about it. Like, it's like Superman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on planet Earth, he's a superhero.
Yeah.
Back on Krypton, he's nobody. He's just another motherfucker. You know what
I'm exactly
saying?
Correct. Yeah.
That is,
and that's what happens with these girls. They have superpowers in Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Although I will say, it's like, get a job waiting tables, bitch.
Outside of L.A., the most beautiful people I've ever seen were in Lexington, Kentucky. It was funny you mentioned that because driving through Lexington, Kentucky, I don't know why. I remember going to a diner there and I walked in. Everyone was like, the shortest woman was 5'10" and the shortest guy was like 6'4". And they looked like just Abercrombie models and like swimsuit models. Just like, where the fuck am I and why don't I just move here?
You know what they were saying?
Like,
when
I don't
they
need
saw
to drive
you?
All the way back to California. I'll just stay here. And then they all sort of gave me like the side glance. Like they could tell I wasn't
from
there.
Look at this queer from LA.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go clock in at Walgreens.
You're on 11.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes I go on the road and I just want to start a hot chick underground railroad where you just get these hot chicks and you just funnel them to LA. Right,
only you just funnel them to a little room where they're yours forever instead. Hey, wait, is this the way to LA? No, bitch. Click.
Right to Sam's basement.
Really creepy. Really creepy. Really fast. Yeah, man, it's so weird. I call LA. LA's definitely. Whoa, what just happened there? Oh, I turned it off. I call LA Beta City. Mm-hmm. Because there's also a lot of betas that move out here. These people from like high school who were in marching band or the AV club, and then they moved.
Marching band. I did all those things. Oh, all okay. Right.
I was in marching band in college.
In fact, I
went to Carnegie Mellon, and I actually played in the University of Pittsburgh marching band because Carnegie Mellon doesn't have big time marching bands. So I went to the school down the street to do that.
The alma mater marching band.
That's how into marching band I was. I played drums at least. I wasn't that pathetic.
I did the color guard.
Wow, Vicky.
I didn't even have a musical skill.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go on the trips.
What was the point of... What was the point of color guard? They just had flags.
Yeah, what was that
flags,
like?
Right?
Hey, we added to the overall presentation on the field.
No. I'm not asking for the bullshit propaganda they tell you in color guard. But you spun flags,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Some people did rifles. I wasn't that advanced. Yeah.
Oh my God!
That wouldn't pass anymore.
The second time this has happened.
What
are you going to say? Shockingly, that a rapper is unreliable.
This rapper thinks she's supposed to be here next week.
Well, you know what? I think that's hilarious. Recently, Sam's just been kind of taking over the planning of the show for the past month.
I would say, inexplicably, for some reason,
the things I did, he's just starting to do. And boy, they're just going wrong every week.
I'm loving it.
Back it up. Back it up. Who was our first no-show? Who was the first no-show?
Okay.
Okay, and who booked that? Not this dude.
Actually, controversy, Rick. Like a week before that, Duncan didn't show up. So...
A little bit of controversy for you out there, Illuminati.
Okay, to be fair, he did just have an infant, and it was running a multi-million dollar Kickstarter, so I'll give him a pass. And he did come on.
She went hiking, okay?
She went hiking.
To be fair.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she went hiking at 10:15. Yeah. Who doesn't do that?
Well, yeah. I'll offer this. If you queue up some NWA, I'll rap along with it.
There we go.
That's what I could do.
But. This
fuck.
Sucked.
I wish I had a rap ready to go.
I did fuck up. That's okay. Now we can just have another one of our talk to ourselves. We're a good friend.
Hang out.
Yeah. No,
it's a good time. It's like every time I've ever been here to this show, it's always like, dude, last week we had the hottest chick in the world was sitting right where you're sitting. Today we have a guy with man tits who are going to be. Like, it's like every time I come here, it's like, no, not me. I'm just saying, like, every time I've been here,
whoa,
I'm not referring to you.
Clown porn star canceled, so. You want to talk about your album? How's that? Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I can't believe you just said I have man tits.
I did not say
who
you
said
have
no,
man
you
tits?
Did not. I'm not dealing with you. I'm over here.
Oh, whoa. More controversy?
See, I love being an instigator, but this is perfect.
You're killing
me. Perfect.
So wait, what?
He planted that seed on purpose.
Man, I fucked up. I can't believe I put the fucking 27th. God. Damn it.
Wow.
I fucked up. It was my fault.
Listen.
God damn it.
Well, let's dwell on it.
No,
we'll make
not.
The best of what we have.
Let's not do this. Now, are you touring a lot? Are you, like, what have you been up to? Because you're so funny. I know you work with Steven Glickman a lot.
Yeah,
what have
I've
you
been doing?
Doing
a lot of stand-up. You know, mostly in town because, you know, I'm not a big-name headliner guy, whatever. Can't make a lot of money on the road. But
are you writing? Like, you're so good. What's going on? I'm the same way. I'm not trying to be like, tell me what you're doing. But you're so funny, man.
Yeah, I'm working on a project, actually, with Steven Glickman. It's a new talk show that he's going to be hosting, and I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about it or not, but it's a sports-related talk show.
Hold on. Does Glickman like sports? I know he wears FUBU because he wants to be black.
That's the thing. The thing is, he doesn't know anything about sports, and they actually shot a pilot for this show with somebody else, and they didn't like that guy, and then they knew of Glickman, and the guy who was putting together knows him, and he's like, hey, you would be great in terms of personality for this, and he said to the guys, he's like, I don't know anything about sports, so if I'm going to do this, you got to hire my friend Matt Walker, who's a huge sports fan, to come
Are you a big sports fan?
Huge sports
fan. What's your sports?
Well, I would say in order, baseball, football, basketball, boxing, competitive eating. Those are the top five right there.
The fact that competitive eating made it incredible.
I'm friends with like 20 competitive eaters on Facebook.
Name drop.
Like, I'm
really
excited about
Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut. Of course, Joey Chestnut.
Eater
X, of course. I love Tim Janis.
What?
Just making sure.
Patrick
Bertolini? Widow? Yeah. Black Widow?
Sony Thompson is not on Facebook, at least not that I found. But I got Cardboard Shell. I've got Humble Bob Shout, who's actually a big fan of mine on Facebook, it seems. I'm going to be sending him a copy of my album. There was a lot of controversy with him and Crazy Lakes Conti a couple weeks ago over the amount of corn that they were eating off the cobs. Very controversial. Because they don't do corn.
Controversy!
See, when they do spaghetti, they do it by weight. Because you can't tell like how much spaghetti somebody ate, so they weigh the plates and then they weigh them afterwards. With the corn on the cob, they weren't doing it by weight, which is stupid. So some of these guys were just sort of like rubbing it on their teeth and not actually ingesting the whole thing.
Oh.
So there was a whole thing with that a couple weeks ago at the corn eating contest.
Oh my! Have you ever been to any of these live events?
I have. I went. It was. In 2009, I went to Coney Island to watch the Nathan Samus Hot Dog Eating Contest. The only reason I went to New York was just to go watch that. I took the subway out to Coney Island. I got there at 8 in the morning for the contest. I was starting at 1 in the afternoon. You get penned into this little pen, and you're, like, stuck in there. I got so sunburned. It was
Oh, my God.
I loved it. Loved it. My friend showed up.
Was going to eat you.
My friend showed up, like, 4 hours later, like a half hour before it's going to start, and they were like way in the back, but I was right up front. It was great. Loved it.
What are the groupies like at competitive?
There are none.
Oh, man. Those guys after, like,
they are
don't
they
be
are
touched.
Fewer and farther in between than the groupies we get at bad comedy shows.
Who do you think gets worse groupies?
Okay.
Competitive eating, bowlers, poker players.
Bowlers.
Bowlers get the worst.
Yeah, I'd have to say bowlers. Because competitive eaters, I've seen them with women. I've seen poker players with women. Bowlers.
You would think poker players would get way more. Because the good ones,
they
make bank.
The high money ones get some really hot girls.
And that's just going to ruin the gene pool. Those are the most unfuckable athletes, if you want to call
them
competitors.
Fucked up, yeah.
Out there. They are so... It's just genetic garbage
but
with a brain.
You don't want to have a competitive eating child because your wife's tits are going to get ruined. You're like, Jesus Christ,
sucks.
This kid.
Sucks 12 gallons. Class,
you're like flipping like 1 ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
do you get some groupies?
You
ever gotten laid off stage? You ever slung it so well, girls got me? I need you inside me.
Not that blatantly. I mean, I have... met women and we've had experiences after they met me at a show. But I don't get the kind where it's like, hey, come fuck me in the car. I get the kind where it's like, hey, why don't we go hang out a couple times and then eventually you work your way in.
So you've never had chuckle fuckers?
Night.
Not straight up chuckle fuckers. I mean, they're sort of, but pseudo.
Maybe chuckle hand jobbers?
Not even.
Chuckle chortlers.
But also, I'm kind of... I'm not the most friendly guy off stage.
No way. With a guy whose album's called Haters? No way.
No, it's, I don't give off that vibe, I think, a lot of times. I mean, because there'll be chicks. I think there have been times where I've had chuckle fuckers hit on me, and I just blew them off because I was just not in a good mood, which is stupid. Stupid.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
39.
You're at the age where it's just like, getting laid's fun, but going to sleep's cool, too.
Yeah,
getting
no,
a burrito,
like...
going to sleep is as enjoyable now as banging chicks. Well, I would rather just go to sleep.
The effort involved in jacking off and going to sleep is like nothing. Yeah. Nothing. It takes no effort at all because I've done it for fucking, 25, 30 years or whatever now. Like, I can make myself come in like 12 seconds. It takes no effort.
If we were unable to touch our own penises, I think we'd all have way different motivations.
Yeah, we'd all be in jail for rape. That's why. We
I would have built a house on my own. Just try to get someone to touch my goddamn dick.
So much energy.
Remember when you were a kid, all you wanted to do was have the girl touch it?
Oh, man.
Remember, you're like, just touch it.
Or
please.
Do you remember, like, when you were a kid, you would, like, look at a nudie magazine and you'd be, like, with a buddy and you'd be like, someday we'll touch naked women, buddy.
Someday we'll see that.
Do you get what I'm telling you right now?
Like, do you remember the first vagina you ever saw in real life?
Yeah.
Like, because I'll remember me. I was at an Angels game and I was probably 9 years old.
Oh, really?
And I turned around and I looked up in the stands and there was a woman in loose shorts. And you could see right up her shorts, and I remember seeing her vagina. And I'm like,
oh, whoa.
So that's what those look like.
What a weird dick.
Yeah.
I
remember the first boob I ever saw. I was at the L.A. County Fair around the same age range.
Sure.
And I remember walking by a woman, and she had this blouse that was, like, unbuttoned too many buttons with no bra. And I'm like, oh. Well, there's a boob. Very nice. That's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I love that you took even at 9, you were very scientific about it.
Yeah, it was just more
interest.
Curious.
Noted.
Like,
noted.
Let me ponder that. Let me file that one away in the
I'll ponder that
memory
with my
bank.
Hand in a year or two.
I saw my first vagina at, like, first grade.
Wow.
And that was when I kissed it.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah,
Sam was early.
Yeah, I was very early.
He still liked to be called the N-word when he was
Let me ask you something. I'm writing this new bit. Have you heard this premise before?
Okay.
Because it sounds like something that everyone would have wrote before. What if Anne Frank had survived? What would her diary be like? Have you heard that joke before?
I have not.
Never.
Just that an Anne Frank roast.
Okay. Did anyone roast Anne Frank?
And those roasts.
Oh, God. Let's
did,
not.
But,
yeah. Don't think about that too much.
But, yeah. She,
like, the only thing I think of is
brutal.
That stupid Justin Bieber thing when he went to the Anne Frank house and he wrote in a diary. He's like, I like to think that if she were alive, she would be a believer.
Way to go, Justin. That's the historical perspective we've all been craving from you.
It's amazing how everybody hates him.
He's the worst. He got booed at the Clipper game. It was great.
Unbelievable.
It's great.
But he's so rich, will it ever affect him? Will he ever be like,
is he ever going to be
Vanilla Ice where he's like, hey, VH1, I decided to do a TV show.
I would like to think that he's such a moron that he will find a way to blow all of this money and be broke and having to do like Dancing with the Stars when he's 30.
I agree. I think that is gonna that sort of thing is gonna happen. And it's almost like you've created the anti-bullying human with him. Mm-hmm. He's just had such a fucking charmed, easy life. He's going to Muniz out in a matter of years.
Is he? Oh, really?
I name a Justin Bieber song.
No, but I was never
sadly,
his demographic.
Sadly, I can name a few, which bothers me.
Baby,
that's
it. And I don't even know.
I don't even know that one.
Do you want me to like embarrass myself? There's One Less Lonely Girl.
Oh, God.
Which apparently is the big song that he sings where he brings a girl on stage during the concert. And
gives her hepatitis
C. If the Matt
C.
Walker of 2006 were to know that the Matt Walker of 2014 would know this, I would kick myself in the balls. I can name every member of One Direction, which I should fucking know.
Why? No.
Because I'm on Twitter far too long, and that's what happens. It's
why, dude?
He's got to hate a lot.
I hate myself.
See, this is my whole theory is that
I shouldn't know these things, but I do.
People aren't dumber now. They're just oversaturated with useless knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's not like peasants of the 1500s were rocket scientists. They just didn't have to deal with what are the band members of One Direction. Who's Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? Yeah. There's only so much room in your skull. It's like, have you ever met a friend who did nothing with their life? They're like, remember ninth grade, day four? We whipped our dicks out? And you're like, I've done stuff. I can't remember that memory.
No, I haven't done that.
It's the best night ever.
Yeah, it sounds really good. No.
In my defense, I do have a very good memory, and I remember a lot of things because I'm like a huge game show nerd. So like I've got this stupid trivia app on my phone where like you play people Quiz Clash. Anybody challenge me? Quiz Clash. Funny man.
Oh, bring
and there's like 110,000 people on the app, and I'm ranked 160 out of that.
At
this
oh my
stupid
god!
Because I know just stupid stuff that. You know, like, I have no practical application for knowing these things, but I just remember. Like, if I learn something, I remember it.
You know what's funny, too? I get, like, super mad at my husband when he doesn't remember a pop culture reference that I think everyone should know. Like, what was the last thing we were talking about?
You don't remember.
Beekman's World.
He should get mad at you.
Do you guys remember Beekman's World?
Of course
World?
I remember Beekman's World.
See, that's the response I want.
I don't remember.
Major Dad.
I'm with
that's
you.
What it was.
Yes. Major Dad. I remember Major Dad.
He had no idea what Major
Burke.
Dad was. Yeah, there
Delta
you go.
Burke, yeah.
Order Delta Burke.
Before she was enormous. She was just on her way to getting enormous.
Before she was hoarding food in her
still designing women era. I believe they were both on TV.
Did you bring these? Are these the things you brought last week?
No, I didn't bring... Oh, my bucket of questions. No, I didn't bring these.
Yeah, but look at that question. It's the same one you asked.
Holy shit! I didn't have to do anything.
All right, we're going to do a new segment called Ask the Guests Perverted Questions.
Okay.
Where's that jingle?
No, let's go on at the end. We'll do that at the end. We're going to ask you a series of five perverted questions.
Okay. I made a game last week. I brought a little pail and I cut up questions. And apparently there's already a real game with the same questions I asked.
Wow.
Why not just...
Do it right now?
Why not just throw one
just
out?
Just do it. Whatever.
Do it.
Who cares?
Do it.
Yeah.
Because I want to get to
we
know more
no
about
agenda.
You as a stand-up.
You
let's
do that afterwards. You can do this, and then this might lead you to want to know more things about me. Who knows?
Okay. Whatever. So here we're going to do this. Do you want to just pick up random questions out of here?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Just pick
Be
out of
free
the bag.
In the moment.
Here. Let me bring it over.
That's really shuffling.
Time for perverted questions.
Time for perverted questions.
Perverted questions. And Sam, I just want to remind everyone.
You pick it out.
Ah, what's going on?
And
here?
We're
going
to ask Matt. You pick them out and ask him.
Sam,
we're
all
gonna pick one. No, you somehow, pick them and Matt asks them.
Rule number one for game show hosts: know the rules of your game. Before
I know
you start
the rules
playing.
Of the game, but I got the Asian
I
kid
invented
from...
the game last week.
Well, it's a new game.
Attention on the set of Ask the Guest Perverted Questions.
Apparently, your Vanna White is not highly trained.
Yes, Vanna.
And Sam, tonight's Ask the Guest Perverted Questions is brought to you by the bouncing ball you can fuck. That's right. You can exercise with pleasure. It's the pink.
It was pinkdiamond69.com,
I
remember.
We'll
plug that again.
The trivia, man.
Yeah.
This is the only exercise ball you can do your abs on and your anus, Sam. Boy, oh boy, if you want to get filled during a workout, get this ball fucking inside you.
With it being purple, it looks like Grimace with a heart on. That's what it looks like.
Right?
It looks like something in Wonka's factory. Okay. You'd be like, don't touch it.
Have you ever given a rim job or had one given to you?
Yes and yes.
Yay!
Really? So you've done that?
Yeah, a few girls.
Do you like to eat ass? Are you an ass-eating superstar? Because I'm the only one here who thinks that's the move of champions.
I like to do whatever... will make her have a good time. So that is in the
so
repertoire.
Oh, so you're a pleaser. You want to please that.
I made a girl cry by eating her ass.
Why? Did you bite it so hard?
No. She cried. She came so hard that she cried.
Oh, is that kind of like the end of the movie where of like some great movie where you're just like, this is so beautiful.
It's like an American like Beauty where the guy sees the bag.
She didn't even know what I was doing. She was just like, she was just like, I have no idea what just happened. And I'm
you
like,
you just
what?
Ate where I make food come out of so hard I'm weeping.
But that it should be in your repertoire. That's all I'm saying. I don't do that every time.
Yeah, see, and again, Sam,
I work that into the mix.
Sam will get someone saying like, yeah, it's not the first thing I do. He's like, well, he hates assholes, but I think you got to eat him. What do you think, man? The first thing I do is get that gross vagina out of the way.
Yeah.
And then I did have. Show me what no one should know.
Dude, listen.
I have had one girl do that to me.
Oh,
and
just can't let him do it.
It was
dude.
A little weird.
I can't let him do it.
I was like, oh, you don't have to do that. Like, that's not. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do that.
I wasn't planning on this.
Yeah.
No, not my stuff. I know there's a lot of shrubbery down there, and there's just no point in having a girl do that.
Well, Sam, I think you've turned off every woman who would maybe do it if they're listening.
Yeah.
Hearing about shrubbery.
Well, the girls
shrubbery.
Who listen to the show are pretty good, cool, and they'll give it a shot. They're troopers.
Christ, okay. I hope not.
Come on, dude, watch your language.
Wait.
Don't bring the Lord into this shit. Okay, ask another one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, have you ever had sex in a public restroom?
No. It's not that I wouldn't, I just haven't.
Oh. So you're open to it?
Yeah, sure, whatever. It doesn't. I mean, I've had sex in cars in public and.
What kind of
other
cars?
Places. My Toyota Prius, many times.
Oh, really? Yeah. How is that working? That's hard angles.
I took somebody's virginity in my Toyota Prius.
Oh, so you had to clean up
like
aisle
10
5?
Years ago? when the car was new.
You just ruined the value of your brand new car.
Goodbye, new car smell. My car, hello, pennies from the bank.
My car now has 212,000 miles on it. I'm not worried about the value anymore.
Now, do you think that comes up in the Carfax? Show them the Carfax. Bloodstains from period.
A woman had her virginal period inside of here, as well as woman weeped from her ass being eaten.
No, I'm trying to think any other car. I know.
And a hit and run.
I think just the Prius. No, wait. My other car was in the shop before I got the Prius. I remember I had a rented Chevy Cavalier at the time.
Oh, nice.
That I drove up to Simi Valley to hook up
that's
with a girl
where I
in.
Live.
Yeah.
Well, hey, was it?
No, that's what's Simi going Valley. On our street.
And there's also a guy who likes to beat off on surfboards, too.
Also Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Wow. Topping Simi over Valley. There.
Holy champion.
It's a happening town.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever lost an inanimate object inside of someone?
Mm. Does a condom count?
I would say it does.
Yeah, I would say
then,
that.
Yeah, I would say so, I guess. Yeah.
Now, did you go fishing for it?
Yeah, I had to get it out of there.
Was that a weird, awkward conversation?
Yes, it went about as well as you'd imagine. Excuse me, I think the apparatus we're using, but...
No, that's the right thing to do. Because the really awkward conversation would be if you didn't do that, and then the person found it a few days later, and then called you out on it.
A few days later?
Hypothetically.
How long could that stay in there? Whoa.
When we live stream, I just want a Lenny cam where we just, as Nikki tells revealing fun facts, which I'm thankful that you do, just to look on Lenny going, oh man, come on, man.
I think we're learning more about Vicky than learning about me.
No, we're all having fun stories.
Yeah.
I mean, condom wrappers, keys.
Condom wrappers. Hey, I left my keys near my condom inside you. Mind if I step on your stomach to unlock my car?
Boop, boop.
There we go. All right.
This one's kind of, have you ever tasted breast milk during foreplay?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it tastes great. I'm
really?
Not even kidding.
I've heard it's very sweet.
It's the most sugary, sweetest thing you'll
like,
ever
do. I haven't like, tasted breast milk since I was like a year old, so I don't know. I don't remember.
Now, was this after... birth?
No, while she was giving birth, I sucked her tit.
No, but I mean,
during the delivery,
I don't
the baby
know,
is coming out.
You're
I don't
not
know
a
when
doctor
it
at
starts.
All.
I don't know when it starts.
God, your mercy.
Was Sam on one breast and the baby on the other at the same time, like cradling him?
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. No, you're both right. I'm not a doctor at all. What I am is a big fan of tit milk. My God, have I been craving it? I hope your twins turn out great. I'm going to jump out this window.
Yeah, man. I did a show with Jason Tebow a long time ago, and it was one of his.
And he had breast milk?
Yeah. No. We actually did this show called The Stupid Dummies. It was me, mm-hmm. Brian Jarvis, Duncan Trussell, and Jason Tebow. And this thing was so ahead of its time because it was like this very much like this alternative comedy thing. Mm-hmm. We did something called Duncan's Got Cancer.
Oh, no.
Where Duncan came with a skull cap on. He's like, hey, man, I got to go. I got an audition. I got to go. And he left and was like, he doesn't have an audition. Duncan's got cancer. So in the middle of the thing, we just start shaving our heads off. It's like, we're going to show him how much we love him. He comes up. He's like, what's going on, guys? It's like, we know you got cancer. No, man, I had an audition for the new Kojak. we did this whole musical scene about dancing the Kojak.
Now, did you actually shave your head?
Yes.
Now, that means you can only do that bit like once every 4 or 5
yeah.
months?
You only save it for the great times.
Wow. Now, and how does the breast milk come into this?
Well, because we would be shopping this, you know, working it. And
yes,
one of his good friends came to the show, just had a baby, wanted to get rocked. And so I sucked her tits in a Motel 6.
Well, congratulations, Sam.
Wow.
That's who I am, dude.
She'll leave the baby monitor on for you.
Well, the weird thing is when you go to those really cheap hotels, man, they think every chick is a hooker.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a hooker. I just want
to bone her. I'm just here to drink milk from her.
Yeah.
I've been to Vegas and, like, stayed at a cheap hotel just because I was broke, and there actually was a hooker checking in front of me, and I think that's why they think every chick going in is a hooker, because they are.
My favorite thing is when you go down Vegas, like there's this weird kind of Netherland between
downtown and the Strip.
Yeah,
it's the worst
area.
It's awful, yeah.
And the advertisements are so funny to get people to go there. One said, highly recommended by owner. And then the other one said,
no, that's great.
Free adult videos. Because, like, there was a time when that meant something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Before we got mobile phones.
Wi-Fi, yeah.
And we could just watch porn 24/7.
Look, if you're staying there, you can't afford a data plan that has LTE. So
yeah.
You're getting 2 frame a second porn on your phone if you're staying in one of those. So you need the free adult movies there.
Oh, my God. Sitting through a whole movie where you'd be like, that's right, new roommate comes in today. I'd be like, I'm just going to close my eyes and imagine something. I can't deal with this shit.
Yeah, fast forward through porn is a huge thing now.
But in like a hotel, remember when you used to get it in a hotel? You'd be
yeah.
like, all right. Shit, okay, goddamn
it. Oh, you just have to sit back and wait because you can't fast
wait.
Forward. Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, they had a nice little intro. There was a scene that I really want to whack off to. It's
See,
40
only,
minutes in.
I only watch porn about 45 seconds at a time. Like, that's it. Had my fill. I don't need
what
any more.
You NASCAR jerking off? And you're in now?
Like, I don't even usually jerk off while I'm watching it. I watch it. I'm like, I'm revved up. Turn it off.
That's the way to be.
Let's get it out of the way. Let me go feel disgusted with myself for 10 minutes, and then we'll be back
you
to
you cry
normal.
When you beat off? You look like you cry.
I don't cry.
Doesn't he?
I do feel
like
ashamed afterwards. I do feel a great sense of shame when I'm done, though. No. Like, after I'm done, I'm just like, what are you doing with
Was
your life?
Was that really worth it?
Like, why are you? You're almost 40. Why are you still doing
you
this?
Really
why aren't you married?
That?
Oh, so you
go start a family. Do something with your life. That's what goes in my head. After
now you're
this.
Ready to eat. Are you happy?
Do you think when you're successful at whatever you want, you'll no longer be beating off? Like
no,
beating
I think I'll 100%
is...
still be doing it. I'll just feel even worse. They'll be like, "What? You have a wife and children. Why are you doing
that's
this?"
That's when you get the butler to jerk you off. The butler jerks you off then.
Yeah.
Fancy a cock holding, sir. Yes, I do, actually, Jeeves. Ah, that's nice.
Next question.
Okay. I'm really curious to hear your answer.
Of course you are.
Have you ever added orgasmic secretions to food or a drink for revenge?
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, I fucked a guy's chicken sandwich.
See, I feel like maybe it went further than you're letting on.
Oh, like I jizzed in it?
Yeah,
no.
But you're just softening the blow.
I'm not an asshole.
I have not, but I did once jerk off into a plastic baggie for a scavenger hunt.
In other words, the scavenger hunt, nobody wants to win.
Yes.
Tell us the story.
Well, I was in college at the time, of course, as these things go, and I was when I was playing in the drum line at the University of Pittsburgh, we used to do – for some reason, it was like a freshman year versus sophomore year scavenger hunt. And one of the items was jizz in a bag.
What?
And
hold on. What? Where did you get this scavenger hunt from?
It was the University of Pittsburgh drumline. We had okay. the freshmen versus sophomores, and the elder classmen came up with a list of items. And one of the items was jizz in a bag. And I'm like, all right, guys, I'll go in the closet here. Closet, by the way, not a bathroom. Closet. No lights. And
how many band members were in that closet when you got there?
None. No one else in the closet. I was alone in the closet at the time.
Because band, you can just come out. Everyone's,
was it, yeah, see, that was also
everyone's
the time,
playing skin flutes.
That was the time when a girl paid me a quarter to see my dick at a party during that time frame,
don't you
I remember.
Wish they were still doing that?
Yeah.
I was just at a bar with some friends at a show after the La Jolla Comedy Store. Girl's like, you should just get naked, whip your dick out. I'm like, okay. Boom, boom. And everyone's just, she's just like, okay.
Sammy did it. Mm-hmm. Was it a handwritten scavenger hunt list? Because it might have said juice box. You might have just been like, all right, I'm going to go jizz in that bag. Like, man, no!
I think there was that one, and there was somebody else shaved their pubes because there was also a bag of pubes, and I didn't want to do that one.
Let me ask you something.
Definitely
somebody else did that
jizz
one.
Bag
yeah.
over that.
Yeah.
What'd you play? Was there a certain instrument? And who gets laid the most in band?
Okay, I played snare drum there. In terms of getting laid the most, here's what I would say. Among each other, you're going to have, like, this weirdo, like, trumpet clarinet player couple, and they're going to be disgusting, who are going to be fucking on the band bus while so you're driving to Ohio to play, to watch Pitt lose to Ohio State 72-0. Like, that's what's going to be going on the bus.
That's
like,
fulfilling.
Like, you know, some tuba player who's, like, 350 pounds is going to be banging a 250-pound piccolo player. But they're not the people who you want to think about fucking, but they're the ones who fuck the most. What because I'll tell you, nerds fuck more than anyone on the planet. The people that go to the Renaissance Fair are getting laid more than the porn stars you have in here, but they're just doing it with disgusting people that nobody ever wants to see.
Well, they could fuck disgusting people too. That who gets laid the most in band?
With regular people?
Like
or with other band people.
Yeah, the porn stars maybe don't get laid as much because they have, I don't know.
But I'm saying, like, in band, like, the band members will fuck each other, and it's gross.
Yes.
But some band members...
And it's from the guy who just jerked off in the bag.
Yes,
for a
absolutely.
Scavenger hunt.
For a scavenger hunt. There was a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
But, like, with non-band
so
members...
Yeah, who's pulling
I would
the most
say,
non-bandies?
I would say probably the drummers
there
are
it
the
is.
Most yeah. likely to get non-bandies.
The percussion
and then,
section does all
yeah,
right.
The percussion what? Section does okay, because we used to... Like, the cheerleaders would hang out with us because we were, like, we'd all go to the same places. Yeah. And then we were the least creepy out of all the sections,
any,
even though I'm
any,
the one jacking off in a closet,
any,
but still.
Any pulling of cheerleaders? Is that even on the radar?
The cheerleaders ever mix up with the band?
They do. Like, I had friends who dated cheerleaders and they were drummers. I did not because I was probably the biggest nerd of the drummers, just because I was a huge nerd at the time. I mean, even worse than now, and I'm a pretty big nerd now, but I didn't hide it as well back then.
Does it right. upset you when, like, Hollywood kind of hijacks the nerd thing, and then you see all these guys who are and girls who are obviously alphas their whole life, and they're like,
and
"I'm a geek." Ugh,
okay, like Allison Hannigan comes to mind.
You have, well, she's not that bad because she's got some nerdy tendencies. I can let it slide with her. You know, like the cast of Big Bang Theory. I got no problem with any of them because they're those fucking people. That's who they are. But if you look at I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, I know there have been movies where they've taken – it's always like they do the move where it's like, oh, we're going to make her be the nerdy girl.
Like, she's
and
all
then
that.
And then she takes off her glasses and waves her hair, and all of a sudden she wins the prom queen prize, whatever. And it's like, that's bullshit because she's not really a nerd.
It's so annoying.
And it's,
how many
it's
nerd
the
girls?
Fake nerd girl. There's a song that comes to mind, and this will show you how nerdy I am. I listen to a genre of music called nerdcore hip-hop, I'll have you know, where they rap about nerdy things.
Oh, we've had nerdcores in the comedy
and,
rap battles.
And Doc Ock. Awkward, who's one of my favorites, has a song called Imposter, which is all about like the fake nerds, and it really is just fucking hits home every time I listen to it, where he's just rapping about people where they're fake. You know, and it's like, because I'm the kind of nerd where, like, there are different kinds of nerds that a lot of people don't know. Like, we don't all like the same things. Like, I'm not a comic book guy at all. Like, I don't give a shit about that. Like, the Batman costume came out, and I was like, I don't care.
Whatever. What do you care about?
I'm a video game guy. I'm a science guy. You know, like Cosmos. I'm fucking practically
that
jacking off to Neil deGrasse
so
Tyson on that show.
I love
good.
That
it's
show.
So, it's
that's
the best show on
TV.
TV.
Yeah. It really is.
I love that dude.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
show
I
is
would,
so fucking good.
Yeah,
Mom,
like,
watch your language.
I wish Neil deGrasse Tyson would run for office for anything, just so I could vote for him. Like, that's a guy who should be in charge of something.
Why? Because then he'd get in, and then he wouldn't do anything, and then he'd become creepy, and then he'd give up, and the guy you like would go away.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah, but it's the journey that's fun.
Oh, I'll take that chance. Like, you know, like, I like stuff like that. Like, I like learning about science and whatever, and that's sort of what I'm into. And there are other, you know, nerds that are into different things. But, you know, like, even with video games, like, some video games have become so mainstream they're not even nerdy. And we're like, you look at World of Warcraft. It used to be like that's like a huge nerdy thing. It's not a nerd thing anymore. I'm playing Minecraft. I'm not playing Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's super nerdy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I go for those. Like, I was a Phantasy Star Online player, which was even way nerdier than World of Warcraft ever got. I sunk, I don't know, God knows how many thousands of hours of my life into that bullshit.
Yeah. I just, once video games got past this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
a single joystick
with a button on top. Once you had to start doing, like, Edward Scissorhands with the fucking joystick, I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do it.
Well, like, I'm playing Dark Souls 2 right now, which is fucking awesome. Love that game. But, like, Dark Souls 1 was sort of known for being the hardest game of the Xbox console generation. And now the sequel's out, and I'm fucking loving that. And that's a game where it's funny. People will fight online. Like, I go on Reddit all the time. I don't know if you guys are ever on Reddit, but
I always try to get into Reddit. I always try. I'm like, today's the day I get into Reddit, and I'm just like, what is everybody excited about? I try my hardest. Can somebody who's a Reddit fan
tell me
why to love this shit?
As an avid Redditor myself, okay. I'm a moderator of the stand-up subreddit.
Oh,
you guys
wow.
So, there you go. It means absolutely nothing.
Okay.
But as a Redditor, I will tell you, everything you see that comes up on your list on Facebook, right, that everybody's posting this shit from, like, BuzzFeed and whatever, all that kind of stuff, we saw on Reddit, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, like, you see everything first. Now, granted, it was probably on 4chan a week before that, but...
Yeah, 4chan is my friend Nodder introduced me. He called it the shit stains on the underwear of the internet.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I've dabbled in 4chan. I'm not a frequent... inhabitor of 4chan, but I am on Reddit like constantly. That's sort of where I go.
Do you have another question?
I do. Have you ever used someone else's name during a one-night stand?
I've called out the wrong name.
Really? You're like, oh, Susie, it's Betty.
That was,
oh, whatever.
That's
I'm
confidence.
It was bad. That didn't go over well. calling out the wrong name.
Did
that
vagina
go over well?
just dry up?
It was, yeah.
You
I got
throw him out on the streets mid.
I got slapped in the middle of it for doing that.
And now you're turned on
by
getting slapped.
But then we kept going until we were both done, and then she got mad and threw me out. But
she's like, okay, I want to get pissed, but I'm enjoying this.
I left
she's
the condom
like, all right,
inside.
It's fine. It's,
the condom's still inside you. All right. Good luck, bitch.
It was a how dare you, and then, okay, fine, let's keep this. We're halfway done. Might as well get it done, and then, yeah.
Wow.
Let me finish the goo.
Finish the goo.
You or anyone else want to comment on that? Have you ever had sex with someone more than twice your age?
No, I never have.
Let me think. Hold on.
I was never banging 50-year-olds back in when I was 25.
When I was about 24.
Yeah, but girls, that makes, I don't know, that's a little.
I think I have. When I was about 24, I remember meeting some chick on IRC, I think was.
What is that?
If not IRC.
Red Cross.
IRC was this old chat line, like before like Google Messenger and Yahoo Messenger and all that stuff, there was this old chat thing. People still use it. It's like a nerdy one, IRC. And I think I met her on IRC when I was in Pittsburgh. And I was probably 24. And she was probably, if not twice my age, she was close.
Wow.
And as I've gotten older, I don't think I've hit that now. I mean, I've hooked up with chicks who are older now, but now it's like 10 years old or 15 years old or whatever. And it's still,
I think I'd be close on that one.
Twice.
I could probably pull it off now, I guess.
Oh,
but
my God.
Man, 78 would be
so
rough.
Easily.
I guess.
She has dementia like knitting nothing. You'd be like, yeah, and why don't you take down those shiners real quick?
Like,
there
I'm,
you go.
Like, I'm saying finding the partner would be easy, but I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, no, that would be the problem.
Like, that would be the hard part. Like, I don't know if I could physically perform for somebody twice my age now.
God, the best age to be.
Although
for
I did
chicks.
See Bo Derek looked really good at the Preakness,
she
and she's got to be in her 70s, right?
Why, are you at the Preakness?
Raquel
no, she was.
Too.
She did the jump on your horse, whatever, like the Preakness equivalent of start your engines, whatever.
Did her horse
riders
have
up.
Both?
Everybody abuse your animal!
Yes.
Now, I think the best age for a guy to be is his early 30s. because you can bang pretty much all the way down to 19, mm-hmm. but you can also bang all the way up to like 45.
Who wants to bang 19?
I do.
When you're 32, you right still want to bang it?
I would.
I mean, I would bang, but it is.
Well, we're
so
banging. We're not talking right like dating, just oh, pure right banging. Okay.
I would still.
It's
feel
like stick
so
your
weird
dick in yeah the fountain of youth. You ever
look,
done that? You
a
stick
friend
your dick
of mine
like,
asked
whoa
me. A friend of mine asked me. It was actually Stephen Gilgaspy the other day. He's like, "How young would you go? Like, how young would you bang?" And I'm like, "Well, what does the law say? What's the legal limit? That's
16
it.
16 in the South, 18 here.
Yeah, I know. It's a, what state am I in? That'll determine how young I would go. I think
a horny one. Let's yeah go.
I wouldn't do the youngest in Mexico because it's 13 and that's creepy.
I
no
mean, 19 no is the youngest.
18.
After
I would
that,
do 18.
Not me. You're it's just
what's the
boning a kid right
what's
now.
What's the difference
that's
between
what,
18 and 19? Practically.
Prom?
Yeah, graduation from
yes
high
you
school.
You might still be a senior at 18.
That's okay. Gives her something to do during the day.
Man, you
keeps
get creepy fast, dude. Okay, another question.
Well, I had sex when I was 23. I had sex with a 47-year-old.
God, you had low self-esteem.
Congratulations.
He was a lawyer. He
it was
owned
to
an
win
airplane
an inheritance.
I think it was
okay
a pretty good.
Can you,
so
can
you're
you,
a gold digger with low
can
self-esteem.
Can you just sort of give us some
how
advice?
How is that low self-esteem? I, look, I didn't know
I'm
his
joking
age. I didn't know his
how
age.
How old did you think he was?
I knew that he was probably
I'm 28
late
and really
30s because you know, like when you're 23 too, like mm-hmm like you probably experienced the same thing. It's
they
hard
can't
to
tell
gauge
how much older you are.
It's
yeah
hard to gauge age because you know it's just like, oh well, he looks pretty good. He must be in his 30s.
And
like,
I do
oh
get
he's
people
47.
I get people that tell me that I look like I'm, you know, 28, 29, which I don't know if I look that young, but I know I look younger than 39.
Yes.
So I think when I talk to women, sometimes I can go, you know, 25. 26, whatever, and it's not. It I don't seem as creepy as it might be if I was like, "Hey, I'm almost 40," you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe you think that would be low self-esteem.
It was
insane
a joke. I'm joking.
It stemmed from something.
We've talked about me fucking chicken sandwiches. Okay. We're here.
Now, was
to
it chicken
joke
salad sandwich or
no
was it slices
oh
of chicken?
No, breast of chicken.
Yeah. Breast of chicken.
It was chicken okay salad
fried,
might have
fried,
made more
right
sense.
No, I think
it
yeah
was grilled.
Yeah, I think it was grilled.
It was grilled by the grill and then by your cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Last one. Let's end it with this. Have you ever been involved in bisexual group sex?
No. Nope. My cock can be the only cock in the room.
Well,
that's it. That's
but
my
two women would count too.
A devil's threesome?
No. Never had any threesome.
I've had a couple of them.
I once had a chick.
We put this chick in between the front seat and the back seat of the car. And I'm just plowing this chick. I think I'm in her ass. I can't even tell. I'm just plowing. And my buddy's like, suck it, bitch. I'm like, whoa, 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 dude.
Hey,
it's making me uncomfortable.
Respect the lady a little bit who's got
I couldn't
a cock
do
in every end.
I couldn't do it. Like, I need mine.
I think Steve Burr and I did a double. I did
really
this one chick at once.
Wow.
Yeah, long, long time.
Chick or chicken?
Chick. Okay. And okay chicken.
And then you yeah guys both fucked the chicken sandwich together.
Go on, man.
Like, I need mine to be the only cock involved. Like, I can't.
So you're telling me if Tara Patrick's like, hey, Gareth, hey, Matt, I really want to suck off some really light white fucking skin. I just want to chow on the whitest of cocks I can find.
We're the two.
You're like, no, goodbye. Nope.
As dude long as we're not at the beach, I'm into it.
What are you, a Highlander? There can only be,
there can
only,
be only
one.
I can be the only one.
You
yeah
could do it in the bathroom and then you knock two
I'll
of these
it's
questions
it's a little
off
bright in there. I'll need some SPF. Yeah. But other than that, I'm in.
See, I make him look tanned. That's the thing. It's, I'm that
I love
fucking
having
pale
man here, yeah.
I bet you if he went to your house, he'd be like, who's your ethnic friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everyone? Landed from Jamaica.
So oh, great man. I wish Boyfriend was here. It would have been fun.
Boyfriend? Is that the rapper?
That was the yes rapper.
So she's going to get mad. I think that's, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That was a great show.
This
Matt, you're
really
hilarious.
Thank you.
You're
it was a lot
always
of fun.
Welcome back.
Plug your album again, Matt.
You can get it anywhere albums are sold online. Hater. Or you can go to funnymatt.com.
How long is it?
45 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, solid. Good 45.
So and, your first album?
Yeah, first album. Debut.
Are you working on a new album yet?
Yeah, I'm working on new material now because yes that's sort of the thing. You write this and I'm like, okay, there's a bunch of jokes I never want to tell again and now I don't have to.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like a bunch of stuff you're kind of sick
how about
of,
some so jokes you love? Do you feel hard to, is it hard to let them go?
Well, the great thing is because I'm not famous and it's not like a huge album release, I don't have to entirely let them go. And I don't feel that bad about redoing some of them on stage because I look at Robert Schimmel. I have his first album and then I have his first HBO special and it was the same fucking material. But because his first album was like in a small club.
That's what I'm going through right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to work on a new hour and I want to shoot my hour. What am I going to do? But we'll get into that another time.
Yeah.
Matt, it's Hader. Matt Walker, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're very funny.
And if you didn't like it, tell me at mattwalkersucks.com.
No,
always,
it's
please.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Which is our great. People will love so you. Our, what do we got to push?
Go to allthingsrecords.com and pick up Believe in Yourself, also available on iTunes. Go to allthingscomedy.com. Oh, you know who's in the spotlight this week?
Who is it?
It's Punch Drunk.
Punch Drunk Sports. You should come on at some time, man. We talk sports.
I said man. He said ma'am.
I said, you should come on it, man.
Vicky, do a replay.
Come on it sometime, ma'am.
I'm really editing those in, right?
Well, count me in. I love sports. I love talking sports.
Well, man, we look forward to
it. I will talk all about how Don Mattingly should be fired and who the Lakers should hire.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I thought he should, but I don't know why we're not doing well with the Dodgers. So go check out Punch Drunk Sports. Playboy Radio's got a lot of great stuff going on. Check out their website. They've been nice enough to ask for my input on some stuff, so we're going to do some really great stuff here. Hopefully we're going to blow up, and there's a chance we might start getting some live streaming going on!
That's what you've been waiting for!
Yay! Do I got to do my own sound effects now, bro? We might be getting some live streaming going on!
Woohoo!
Maybe? There we go. This is The Nas Show on Playboy Radio. We love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making my album number 3 on iTunes. I'm so thankful, Illuminati. I love you. Stay black, everybody. Believe in Yourself is my CD. It got up to number 3 on iTunes. And I'd like to keep it up there, but I'm just happy. Thank you, everybody who went and bought it. You guys.
I've not only listened to the album once, not twice, but thrice.
Go to allthingscomedy.com. Go to allthingsrecords.com and pick up your own copy of Believe in Yourself, also available on iTunes.
Come on at some time, ma'am.
He said ma'am.